First of all, expressing Yashar Koyach to Zvi Schwartz for all the great work that he does with TAG, for Moshe Herzog and all the volunteers, the board members as well. Yashar Koyach, may you continue to go Mechal El Choyel. The Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael in Perek Aleph analyzes the life and times of Yidden in America in the 1890s. He says, Torah mitzvahs were rafa ma'ayim, very weak, ubeprat la'anashim, ba'artzais rechaikais, in particular to the individuals who live in far-off lands, kigon ba'America. They're over the biggest averus, af she'yaharg val'yavor, even averus, terrible averus, they're yaharg val'yavor. The Chafetz Chaim then gives four reasons for why this is happening. I find two things quite amazing with this Chafetz Chaim. Number one, the Chafetz Chaim from the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, from his desk in his modest apartment in Rotten, had a keen understanding of the matzav on the other side of the ocean. Number two, some of these reasons still apply 120 years later. Allow me to share two of his reasons. A person sees others. Vayetzer mesisoi loymar, and the Yetzirah, this is the Chafetz Chaim speaking 120 years ago. Vayetzer mesisoi loymar, the Yetzirah convinces him to say, loyani yachid v'davar zeh. I'm not the only one doing this. Everybody's doing this. Peer pressure. Everybody does this. Why not me? Yin of yesteryear on these shores were michshol and Shabbos, kashrus, and other mitzvahs, because that's what everyone else did. How relevant this is to us. How many of us say, regarding technology, lo yani yachid v'davar zeh. I don't want to be different than anybody else. I want to be part of the social media, part of the action, know everything going on, even at the expense of my family and my Yiras Shamayim. How much has this peer pressure to own the most updated devices without proper filters? And filters is a simple term. Filters is a complicated term. How to filter properly, that's a whole sheer in its own right. But without filters, without proper filters, because I don't want to be slowed down, or because I don't have the patience, or because I don't have the interest to deal with it, how much of these devices caused us to become more focused, as Rashiva Shlita said, on nourish the things instead of our families, our Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasodim, and Loyalein who take interest in other things, Lashon Hara like never before, Kvira from people who we read like a Rashi, and if we would see them, we would cross the other side of the street to avoid them. And yet on the internet we're reading them, Medayik and their Shtus of Avolim, like Lahavdil Alfalfe Alofim, we learn a Rashi or a Rashba, and take interest in Arayis, Loyalein, Loyalein, Chadash, Tachash, and Shemesh, nothing has changed in the 120 years since the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Nidchei Yisrael. What the Yetzer Hara of peer pressure doesn't tell you is the devastation caused by the unfiltered smartphones, the unfiltered internet, how it has wreaked havoc for the friend or blogger who looks like he's having a good time, but yet his life is empty and he has nothing but tzaras, personal tzaras, psychological, and that's why he does what he does, but he looks excited and interesting, and it's gewaldic, and it's so much fun, and it's terrific, but really the Yetzirah is not giving you the full picture. You know, there are a lot of opinions online. People are, that it's not so bad, everything's fine. People are overreacting. People are making a big mistake. Opinions, their opinions are estimations. But facts tell the true story. Facts don't lie. The Shiva mentioned, guard your eyes, mentioned a brief statistic. They are an organization that helps individuals with internet addiction. They have 30,000 members. This is just to illustrate how big the problem is. 6,500 people from a yidn have joined in the past year, that's 20 a day. There are 20 people a day who join, let alone how many people look and inquire. Five languages, Hebrew, English, Yiddish, French, Spanish, from all over. And it is their estimation is that they're 10 times more, 300,000, their hasharas. Nine out of every 10 don't bother going for various reasons. They don't have the problem, they're in denial, it's too difficult, too complicated, they're afraid they'll be discovered, kahena v'kahena. But yet, you take those numbers and you make the hashara and you see the devastation. The Chafetz Chaim continues in the Nidchei Yisrael. The Yesh Mehem, he's speaking about American Jewry and other countries, far-off countries. The Yesh Mehem, Sheshibas Yisrashus Mitzad Chisarim Yediya. There's another problem they have. And they don't have Yediyas. Eich Lisnaid Shehu Misnaideid Ba'artzais Rechaikais. They're far off. They don't have who they ask Shilas to. So the Chafetz Chaim, even the ones, the Yechidim who want to ask Shilas, don't have where to turn. They didn't have Paiskim in 1890 in America. They didn't have the ability to, Yechidim said Shilas maybe to Europe, but they didn't have who to ask. So too with technology. Misnoideid Ba'artzais Rechaikais. We visit far off locations, locations we would never dream of entering. Or people we never dream of speaking to. Ve'einam yoydim eichlis naig, and we don't know how to be noyig, how to avoid it, how to get out of it for those who are caught. We don't know where to turn, as the Chafetz Chaim says. Tonight we remind ourselves where to go, and that we strive to know eichlis naig. TAG is that organization that shows us eichlis naig. And we know the dangers, even in the best of circumstances, how much time has been taken away from our families, from us, in developing our relationships, as Rosh Yeshiva said. We know the dangers. The Ummah Sa'ilim also know the dangers, but they don't have the ability, kemat, none of them, to come together. Even the former Facebook executive is quoted as saying that social media is damaging society, and he voiced concerns about its impact on his own children. He said he feels tremendous guilt for helping build Facebook. Quote, it literally is at a point now we've created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. That is literally where we are. I would encourage all of you how to internalize this, what it is. If you feed the beast will destroy you. And that's a former Facebook exec. There was pushback on what he said. They timed it. He's wrong. He's this. The Koyach HaYetzer, somebody went ahead, a chashuv person, and they couldn't take the fact that he was just telling Emes L'Amitai. And there was that tremendous pushback. But many of us sometimes think we can outsmart the system. Technology affects the other guy, not me. But that's a big mistake, because technology, we could call it somewhat of a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir, of course, we know is many places, in particular Yom Kippur, person eats a shir, the chayv kares, a certain amount, keseves hagasa, certain type of a date, but still even less than that is prohibited. One shirio you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. There's no kares, but you can't eat one, and many of the Paiskim explained, the Rishayim Chazil, it's Terufay. If you eat one shiria, you get another one, and another one, and another, before you know it, you ate a shir, which is Chayiv Karis, you can't even eat a shirio. So what do I mean here by the internet? Because internet and social media are most successful on those who are vulnerable. Someone who is struggling in their marriage, and it doesn't have to be a major shalom bias, even a little shalom bias. Everybody has differences of opinion, small shalom bias, and alachas kama v'kama, those who struggle in their marriages, rachmanu litzlan, they easily seek arayas as a replacement. Someone loses a job or struggling in parnasa and angry at the system. There's plenty of chavrusas online who will destroy basic emunah and bitachon. Person's tired after a long day. There's no patience for homework or discipline to teach Yerushalayim to our children. Rather, it's easier to bury myself in an app, bury myself in a good time, because again, that's the vulnerability. We're not, if a person can live a life in perfection and not be vulnerable, then the danger would come out not be there, but it's a chatzi shir. The internet, even those who think they could beat the system, it's a terrible mistake, because it's a chatzi shir together with little things that happen, little problems, and certainly big problems, will just cause a person to be vulnerable. Person says, I have a good marriage, I call Beseder, a good parnasa. But number one, we answer to that, we all have moments of vulnerability. I once heard, but say Shabbos is a time of Shtikal Hefker, because it's the Kedusha Shabbos is gone. It's a vulnerable moment. Just in general, not related to this discussion, because we had such Kedusha over Shabbos, and then it's gone. Nach Abdullah, after Abdullah, it's gone. And therefore, it's a vulnerable moment. Our other family members, every child is certainly vulnerable. In his formative years, with his perhaps immaturities, what's there to protect them? So think of your unfiltered smartphone as a chatzi shir, as a half of a measurement to much worse circumstances. If the Torah asers, the Torah prohibits chatzi shir, then certainly we have to be careful. So Shiva said, we can't ask her, but certainly we have to be careful as if we're holding food, we're preparing food on Yom Kippur when we're doing this. And finally, I was thinking, this vulnerability is illustrated at the end of the Gemara Kedushin. The end of the Masechta Kedushin speaks about Hilchas Yichud at the very end. And I wondered, why Masechta Kedushin does it have Hilchas Yichud? Hilchas Yichud should really be in Masechta Soita, which has issues of yichud, a man and a woman are not allowed to be alone. Maybe gittin, someone's miyachay, they did something wrong, they were alone, they did something wrong, the husband, the wife, and now it leads to a get. What's it doing at the end of the Masechta Kedushin? And perhaps it's teaching us, b'makom Kedusha, we're Kadosh, we have a Shabbos, and we have Yom Tovim, and we have Kedushin, Baruch Hashem, beautiful homes, and beautiful marriages, and beautiful families. Children learning Torah, steiging in yeshivas and in girls' schools, Baruch Hashem, we're zaycha. But yet comes in this end of the Masechta of the Kedusha, the end of that beautiful marriage, no matter where you are in that marriage, newly married, married, Hilchas Yichud. You gotta watch out, wherever you step, wherever you go, it's prohibited to be miyached, because you're vulnerable, kamash malon, the Torah and Chazal. Be careful, don't be miyachid, even in the best of circumstances. A man and a woman cannot be alone. There's various halachas beyond the scope of our discussion. When other cases are prohibited, if Chazal had such technology, they certainly would have created the din of yichud with internet and smartphone. But there's an interesting tesis at the end, in the middle of the sugya. The Gemara says, Sikva deshasa rigla. The sore spot of the year is the yontif. So tisis, because in a regel, there men and women come together, there's more opportunity, we eat a lot, we're on a high, there's a greater opportunity for Aveira bisman haregel ha'adam, olul, v'karag lava l'Yisrael. Listen to tisis, olul means vulnerable. During that time we're vulnerable, we have a zikaron 6 days a year to this, bahab, and even those kehilas that don't say it, we're all mavarak bahab. Monday, Thursday, and Monday after Yontif, there's a time, there's some fast, some say slichus. At the very least, we hear the Misha Berach, because we're vulnerable. Olul, bizman haregel, olul, v'karoy, lovoy, l'teichet, so they created taneisim. That's how serious, and that's how dangerous vulnerability is. So much so that we need to fast after a zman of vulnerability. Listen to our speakers, who have come from out of town, Rabbi Drew, who has tremendous experience and who works tirelessly for TAG, and Rabbi Shapiro, who was lectured all over and is a mumcha in these yonim. Bez Hashem, inculcate the lessons that we will hear tonight, Bez Hashem, so that our homes can remain a home of Kedusha, V'tahara, V'yaskal, B'mer, B'meinu, Amen.